went to an amazing steak restaurant on Saturday. Friday.
What did you have?
Steak.
Hi, I'm John, no H, and today I was told by my wife to stop terrorising our firstborn child with corn the cob.
And I'm John, with an H, and I'm basically married to Lara Croft.
And I'm not John, and I fucked up the first intro. This is Would John Rather, a podcast where I ask two people called John, spelt slightly differently, would they rather questions, and with no preparation, they attempt to answer them. It's a very exciting week. We went live on Spotify a few days ago, so if you are a regular listener and you use Spotify, things just got a whole lot easier. So, as always, we'll dive right in with the first question. John and John, are we both ready?
It's rhetorical, is it?
Well, not anymore, because you answered. So, John, would you rather, instead of skin, be made of rubber or wood?
I'd rather be made of rubber, because I don't want to burn.
I'd rather be made of wood, because you could stain me and I could look like David Dickinson, whereas rubber perishes and like degrades and falls apart by itself. And there's nothing you can do to stop it. You can't treat it. You just have a finite life. Whereas I could be a 300-year-old chest of drawers.
Yeah, I mean, you were doing so well, and then you seemed to panic.
I was trying to name a fancy, like, a Chippendale set of drawers, but then I was trying to think of something that wasn't Chippendale, because both of you would jump on the stripper aspect of it, and I just don't know fancy furniture. I do apologise.
So
I mean, I also don't want to get termites.
I also don't want to smell really weird when they get wet.
Rubber is actually made from trees, so we're technically the same thing.
Yeah, you're made of sap and I'm made of wood.
Yeah, but don't we share like 97% of our biological DNA with a banana? That doesn't make us the same as a banana.
No, they looked into it. Like, it's to do with the combinations of DNA. Just because we've both got the same ones doesn't mean we're the same things. It's how the combinations are used. So we're only 97% chimpanzee now.
Oh, that's it, 97% chimpanzee. But it's still quite a high percentage that we share with a banana. And chimpanzees like bananas, so full circle.
So you're saying you endorse cannibalism?
Yes.
Or you're saying that if me and John were to make love, it would be classed as incest because rubber and wood are that closely related?
Would that start a fire?
Depends on how much friction there was.
Depends how quick.
If you've got two metal surfaces together and you rub them hard enough, that will cause a fire. That's why you've got oil lubricants when you're milling.
So is that why you don't use a condom when making love to a tree?
That and splinters.
Okay. Yeah, no, so it's a very, very different version of Pinocchio that I've got on DVD. I love it when he tells a lie. moving on.
Well, I'd really like to be made of rubber. That was the question, right?
Yes.
I'd really like to be made of rubber because wouldn't it be great to be able to jump
get
out
really,
of
really cold and be brittle?
Bounce. No, jump out of windows and bounce. It would be like being in a game of Portal where you jump off really high things and then you hit the red sludge, blue sludge, and you jump.
I was going to go with... Are we
talking about skin?
Yeah, so essentially you'd have like an exoskeleton made of this instead of skin.
Right, so is there a definite limit on how thick this skin is going to be? Because you need it to be hella thick to be able to not have all your bones broken as you accelerate from like 9 Gs down to 0 Gs and then back up again.
No, I don't think so. Not that thick. If you dropped a tyre out of a window, it would bounce.
If you were inside that tyre, would you live?
Yeah.
Don't
you're... go using your newfound physics knowledge against us.
Maybe.
Mate, I got 97% in my last physics exam. What have you got?
Rubber feet.
GCSE. rubber feet.
Maybe yeah. John, maybe scale it back a bit and go more flubber. So you could just like, rather than jumping out of a 27-story window, maybe just you could leap quite high if you were to bounce, like you'd be good at basketball. It's the first time you've tried ambition and it does not suit you.
I just, but, yeah.
I'm going with a new tactic this week. Instead of defending my argument, I'm just going to discredit everything John says. See where that gets me.
Ah, the best defense is a good offense.
That's the one today. And anyway, when you're made of wood, have you really got to worry about bouncing?
Yeah.
Why? Why would you throw yourself out of a window?
Well, you're obviously not going to throw yourself out of the window.
Well, not if you're made of wood.
No, because I've got a self-preservation instinct.
And you'd end up as kindling.
But I'd be better to look at.
What wood would you go for?
Ooh, curly walnut.
Curly
or redwood.
Ooh. See, I was thinking of a nice maple.
Maple's quite light. If I could inherit the resonant tones of maple, like maple guitars, I'd be able to sing soprano. That'd be lovely, wouldn't it?
Knowing my luck, if I was to be made of wood, it'd be balsa.
You'd float really well, and people try and make Airfix models out of you.
Yeah. If I was made of balsa wood, I could jump out of a window.
It would take you 20 minutes to hit the ground.
Exactly.
I'm going to, off the top of my head, think of three reasons why I wouldn't want to be made of wood. Number one, acute oak decline disease. Number two, Dutch elm disease. Number three, Dutch dieback. Whatever.
I made the last
basically,
one
up. Basically, a list of diseases that trees can get is very, very long.
And he's not
I don't
a tree.
Know any diseases. Yeah, but he's made of wood.
I tell you what, it sounds like you can't see the wood from the trees, John.
Ooh.
Well, don't worry about that, because I'm going to bounce back really hard.
Yeah.
On it this week.
So, with your newfound rubber skin, what type of rubber is it? Is it like elastic band rubber? Is it tire rubber? Is it like hose rubber? Is it like rubber? So, like, you'll never be able to write anything in pencil ever again.
Like an eraser.
Yeah. Yes, a rubber. UK, we call it rubber. America calls it eraser.
If his skin's made of rubber, and it's rubber, which means every time that he has to, like, rub it, it slowly, like, wears away, how long would your penis last? It would be a nub. Oh, no.
But then he could get his protractor out and make himself a vagina.
True.
Just dig away. Feel new things.
I feel as though he's gone silent because he hasn't thought the penis through. Just change the rubber you're made of and then that won't be an issue, John.
I don't know any different types of rubber.
Vulcanizing. It's what's in the bottom of vans. Vulcanized rubber.
If you're made of wood, you wouldn't be able to, like, bend your arms.
I'd have joints. I'd look like Pinocchio. It'd be fine.
Yeah,
but you
got
know,
no
side effects of being made of wood is you'd constantly have a woody.
You'd be a puppet.
You could hang coats off of it. No one's ever going to, like, question your virility.
That's what you aspire to in life, being a coat hanger.
Coat rack. You can hang many garments off of my appendage.
many garments. Wow. I'm surprised with all the diseases you went for, John. You didn't start with something simple like rot.
Because you know, yeah. I look after myself. I'd be well treated.
Darling, could you varnish me?
I'd have people rubbing stain on me for days.
Somebody might come and sandpaper your face.
Somebody could do that in real life.
Yeah.
But less likely, they're not going to mistake you for a fence panel.
They're going to go, oh, that's a pretty good carving, and leave me alone. Whereas they're going to look at you, who's going to look like some shapeless rubber mass on a hot day melted onto the side of the pavement, and go, ugh.
Is it the Fantastic Five or something? One of them's, like, stretchy and rubbery. None of them are made of wood.
I'm going to call it there, and I wasn't sure where to go, because we were having quite good backwards and forwards, but unfortunately, the pop culture's let you down, John, because you called it the Fantastic Five. It's the Fantastic Four.
Well, you can't exclude the bad guy.
But he wasn't part of the Fantastic Four.
Well, they...
Are you thinking of Enid Blyton?
The Famous Five.
The Famous Five. That's what you got confused with, wasn't it?
None of them are made of rubber.
Yeah.
No, I just thought that they had a fifth member.
Which name me the five members of the Fantastic Five, John.
Rubber. Rock. Fire.
It's like Fifth Element. Love. That's what they were missing all along.
Rubber, rock, fire.
Look, you've caught me out. I think superhero films are pointless.
And what films do you like? Have they all got subtitles? Are you that pretentious now?
I can't read.
That's my bit. Stop sealing it.
So, on that note, John wins. Made of wood. I think taking away the Fantastic Four, Fantastic Five, Four Children, and It's, you know, anything with numbers in. I just think you'd probably look a lot nicer. Nobody buys a guitar made of rubber or furniture made of rubber. Rubber's more function over fashion, and it's a lot less useful.
And as discussed in what, episode 2 or 3, you went with looking pretty over being smart.
Oh yeah, no, I prefer function over fashion, but this is your skin, and I don't know enough.
So wood would be really functionable and fashionable.
Yes, exactly. It's good enough to protect your underwear and your jackets and your cutlery, so it's good enough to protect your organs. John wins. Rather be made of wood.
Boom.
And if you'd rather be made of rubber, tweet at us at WoodJRather, hashtag WoodJRather. Still had 0 tweets or 0 followers, which makes me think no one's listening. How about you two? Anybody following you yet?
I don't think anyone's following me, but a few people have said that the spaghetti hair versus gravy sweat thing was an out-and-out farce, and they disagree with everything you based your judgment on. And I said, yeah, well, hashtag would Jay rather join the argument, and they were like, no, it's fine. I don't want the boat.
And you know what they could do? They could fuck off and make their own podcast. I'm the judge here. To any listeners that disagree with me, fuck off and make your own podcast. And then I won't follow you on Twitter.
That's our one listener gone.
There's got to be somebody out there who's listened to all, what is this, 11 episodes? 11 episodes today? And has disagreed with every decision that I've made. There's got to be someone.
Yeah, it's me.
What, even when you win?
Yeah, I mean, I always pick the thing I least agree with to see whether I can convince you to choose a terrible choice.
You've known me for long enough that I always choose a terrible choice. Share your Twitters and let's move on.
Right, okay. I am John Would Rather, that's J-O-N, Would Rather. And you can follow me and I'll talk to you because I have not much to do in my life. Yeah, that's cool.
You can follow me if you like, but I won't respond. And it's John Would Rather.
It's true, he won't. So we'll move on to our second question. Obviously, I had no idea that the last question would go in the direction it did, because it's kind of along the same vein of what you just said you hate. Would you rather have the ability? I will be sending the direct link to this episode when it's all uploaded to one of my friends, because this was a drunken argument during a download festival, because they were like, oh, ask us a would you rather question. So I just was drunk and came out with this question, and it caused an hour and a half argument, me and one other person, one-on-one, and we still argue about it now over text. We haven't made up yet. So, would you rather
have... You said you want to reduce this podcast down to 40 minutes. No, from 40 to 30.
Oh, yeah, no, I know, but I'm sure you guys will be a lot more coherent than two drunk people called Not John. So...
I don't know.
Well, that's my job to interrupt you when you waffle on too long, isn't it? It's the only reason I'm here.
You've already picked a side by the sounds of it.
Yeah, but you two haven't. And if you're good at persuading, which is the whole job, then you'll persuade me.
So we'll roll the dice and whoever picks what you pick is going to be the winner. Cool.
Well, that's the same as most weeks. So, John, would you rather have the ability to control fire or water?
Water. How many times have you been swimming and you get really tired and you're like, oh, I'm just going to drown now. And then you just go, oh, it's fine. I'll tell you what, I'll just power the water and I'll just walk along the seabed and it'll all be fantastic. And it'll be fine. And I won't die. I tell you what, I've not been in that situation many times, but I was open water swimming once. And the beach was a lot further away than I thought it was going to be. And I'd have given anything for that power to be mine right there and then, because it would have been so much easier than struggling in the last 100 metres against the current while I was like 13, back to the middle of this boat full of Greek people who were like, what is he doing over there? So I used to be a very strong swimmer, and I'm not tall now because I'm fat and lazy, but I'm not claiming I should win an argument because I was near death once because I was stupid. But as practicality goes, I would like to live by the sea. I really like the coast, and I think having the ability to control water would be a lot more useful than fire. Because in your everyday life, how often do you see fire unless you happen to be a fireman or you work at Burger King and you have flame grilling all the time?
If you had the ability...
obviously...
I was just going to say, sorry, if you had the ability to control water, you could live anywhere you want and make it living next to the coast.
Yeah, but you'd flood people and that'd be really inconvenient and not very nice for your neighbours. Or you could put the house prices up because you'd then be like upward on the sea, even though you're sort of 50 miles inland.
And to just sort of follow that argument, I actually think that you're wrong, because I would rather be able to control fire. And
like the guy from the Fantastic Five, Flame Dude.
I'll tell you for why. Because if you could control fire, then you could control the sun. And if you can control the sun, then you can control water anyway. Because the water cycle is basically caused by the sun anyway. You know, different weather patterns. It's all to do with where the sun is at any given moment. So
the sun never moves.
You know, I'm just... but I can make it bigger.
Of course it does. It goes over the plate that is Earth, doesn't it?
Oh, not this again.
You could make it really, really big. Like three times the size.
That's going to happen anyway. And we'd all die. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, but then I could make it smaller again.
Why are you making the sun throb?
Ever.
Right, and also, the other reason I want to control fire, because I am sick to the teeth of walking down the street and seeing people made of wood skin, and I want to burn them. How many times a week do you walk down the street and you see this guy, he's got chiseled features, literally, and you just go, oh, I wish I could control fire right now.
John.
It happens to me at least 3 to 4 times a day.
John, I'm not happy with your racist undertones that you're delivering there. We discussed this about lizard people, and I will not hear anything bad against woodmen.
Just think, if we had like a person like all made of one word, like some sort of all birch type of person, how do you think he'd feel if he was listening to this podcast?
I don't care. I hate him.
Do you?
Yeah. You're a person made of birch. I hope you're not listening because I hate you.
Wow, okay. So, the ability to control water, because it would be incredibly useful and helpful, or the ability to control fire so you could burn other races to death?
Wait, let me rethink this.
No, while you rethink that, I've done a little bit of research, and I've been told that drowning is one of the most painful things possible, because when you fail that lung full of water, it's so painful you pass out. So it's when you're drowning, you don't have a choice. Your natural instinct is to try and gasp, and when you've got nothing but water, you know you've got impending doom. How horrifying is that? And you know it's going to hurt, and you know there's nothing you can do, because as soon as your body goes, no, I need that breath, and opens your mouth and tries to suck in that lung full of oxygen, there's nothing more frightening, unless it's going to be a man-made type of saw horror event.
There's nothing more frightening apart from being burnt alive. So obviously, if you were caught in a burning building, being able to control the fire and stop the fire would obviously
by
be
controlling water.
Well, I mean, it's
burst out of the water mains.
Well, I mean, it's two sides of the same coin, really. Then in that case, because if you can control fire to such an extent, you know, you've got total control over it. Having you could just cause enough fire to evaporate all the water. And then you'll be saved from drowning.
But you'd also cook yourself alive.
Maybe. Oh, I didn't think that one through.
Yeah, are you laughing at how pitiful every argument you've attempted has been?
Yeah. I'm just saying things with erratic passion and hoping that something sticks.
Does it? I mean, part of the conversation when we had this, it changes the conversation slightly, but I don't think by enough, by the fact that you're only allowed to, and I think you would both assume this anyway, but you can only control it, you can't create it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's always fire somewhere, so, you know, you just have to expand that to wherever you are.
Well, it depends on the range as well. What is your range of your control?
Well, so you're saying I can't control the sun?
I'm not saying you can't. I'm just saying surely you both need to agree on a range. Because if you could...
I was going
to
say, there's that... We rarely agree on phrase, anything. The old phrase of, you know, you're never more than 3 metres away from a fire.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, but you are.
Whereas, I mean, if there was no range on it, then yeah, because you would be able to control every star in the known and unknown galaxies. But... if there was a range...
So every time there's a forest fire in California, we all look at you disapprovingly because you've not done anything about it.
Well, I'll just stop them.
It's a lot of pressure.
Well, every time we hear of a forest fire in California that wipes out loads of people's homes, we go, John, come on, sort it out. And you go, I didn't have my hashtag Save California like on my phone set up properly this time. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, I'd put text alerts on silent. Because if...
Well, maybe I'll... bring other stars closer to us
and cook us faster.
I want to meet the aliens.
So you're going to steal their stars and their home planets are going to like reach a new ice age and eternal darkness?
No, I'm not going to steal their stars. I'm going to bring their sun closer to us and they will be dragged with it. Like our sun is moving through the universe at improbable speed, and yet we don't notice that it's moving because we're moving with it. They'll be fine.
Is it an improbable speed? Because if it's moving at it, then it's 100% certain, not improbable.
Well, don't be pedantic.
Oh, it's not, really, Captain Grammar? Don't be fucking pedantic. Don't you fucking try me with that shit.
John, why are you whimpering?
I'm laughing.
Oh. Yeah, I think if you had a very large range controlling fire or water, it's a lot of pressure. Like, because if you could control it from that distance, then you would be able to sense it. And that's a lot of fire. Every candle, every cigarette, like, so there's a lot of pressure and a lot of feelings. I think there's definitely going to have to be a smaller range on it.
Although you could be incredibly petty. If you just hung your washing out and next door wants to barbie, you'd be like, no, your fire is going out. Sorry. My sheets have got to stay fresh. Give me another hour.
But alternatively, John, people are made of, 70-80% water? If you're going to be that petty, you could just suck all the water out of their bodies and just leave them an empty husk.
That's brutal.
Or, you know, you could just suck the water out of your washing so you don't need to leave it outside.
That's less violent and a much...
a much more civil approach.
Yeah. But the options are there anyway.
We've got a choice. We've got options.
Yeah.
I mean, I think being able to cook the perfect steak, you know, if you have that sort of innate sense of fire, you could tone it up and down to the perfect level. You'd be able to work out what was the exact right heat to cook that perfect medium rare steak.
Yeah, but you can do the same thing on a hob.
Yeah, but you can.
Just learn how to cook
now. Now you can do it with your eyes. You can just turn it up and down.
So what the chefs do it with their feet?
I don't know what they do it with. I'm not a chef.
You are not a chef. And I'm glad you don't know how to control fire, because I haven't heard very many practical uses for it other than you want to bring all of the known suns closer to us.
So it's eternally day and all the nocturne animals don't know what's going on anymore.
So, Do I need to judge, or do we think we know where this is going?
I think you should judge. It's part of your job. You're not getting out of it that easily.
John wins! Of course you'd rather control water. Of course controlling water is much better. Don't be ridiculous with your fire. Plus, because you've had such bad arguments, my friend who I had this argument with is going to be screaming while he's listening because you've not even raised any of the mediocre points that he managed to raise.
Such as?
Oh, I can't even remember. All I remember is the argument culminated in if we were to fight, and I brought up the scene in X-Men 3 where Flame Guy fights Iceman, and every time he started to try and argue with me, I would just go and pretend I was sucking all the water out of his body to kill him before he had a chance to control fire to burn me. And that went on for a good few minutes while everyone was just staring in awe as every time he tried to speak, I just went at 2 o'clock in the morning in a field in Derbyshire. So John wins. Nice. Control water. Think of how you would be able to go and provide water to all of the countries that are in droughts.
Oh, I was thinking about opening up a water park and saving loads of money because they have to like pump some machinery.
No, I'm with you. Fuck the starving kids. Let's go have some fun.
Oh, I'm a horrible person.
Anyway, so yeah, so I think that's 2-0 to John, is it not, this week?
Another 2-0 to John. I'm loving this.
It's pretty much 2-0 to John every week recently.
Yeah, you've not quite been with it, John. You've lost your mojo because you had a really strong start to this series. And I don't know what's happened.
As in, I won the first question.
Yeah. Which I have no idea what it was. So, should we move on and ask me a question?
Yeah, why not? At least I can't lose this one.
Well,
we'll see. So, would you rather have an extra hand that came out of your face, or an extra nose that came out of your hand?
An extra nose that came out of my hand. 100%. Doesn't even need thinking about. First of all,
why?
Because I'm not going to go get a job in a freak show and be like, oh, look at me with the hand on my face. You could easily conceal the nose on your hand. Where is it? Is it on the palm or is it on the back of the hand?
Both.
No, you can't say I've suddenly got two noses. It was an extra nose.
You've got one nostril on each side, dickhead.
Oh, okay. Fine. Yeah, nose on hand. Much more concealable. I'm not going to be a freak. There's plenty of people that have got odd growths where no one can see them. I think it'd be quite nice having a nostril on my hand. I could smell things from a greater distance. That'd be my superpower.
What happens when you didn't want to smell something and you had to because you had to reach for it?
I would just...
just think about grating Parmesan. Your nose is going to be all up in that.
Right, okay. But what do you do when you don't...
aroma.
What do you do when you don't want to smell something? You pinch your nose. Two plasters, job done. I've got an extra nose, so I don't need it to breathe out of. Two plasters, so job's done.
Walk around with two like blue catering plasters all the time, so it's going to look like you've impaled your hand on one of the...
Yeah, all it's going to look like is that I've got a stigmata. That's all it's going to look like, just on one hand. They changed their mind halfway through crucifying me.
When the stigmata happens, you shout, Jesus Christ, in pain, and they went, no more of this.
It took me shouting that out to remind them of the horrific historical accident that may or may not have occurred.
What is going on?
I don't know. I think someone just started cooking a bird.
You've got to kill it first.
Yeah, bloody hell. Yeah, no, 100%. Why would I want a hand growing out of my face? What extra use would that be? Literally none. Literally none.
I'd be your designated food hand.
I don't think it would be no use.
Name me one use that face hand would be.
You could feed yourself while also having two hands free.
Yeah, but I haven't got an arm. I've just got a hand. So I'd have to put my face fairly close to the fucking food, at which point I might as well just buy a trough.
Maybe you do have an arm. No one said you couldn't have an arm.
You did. You said hand on face.
Yeah.
You could. You could. And they came out of your sandwich. You could pass the sandwich from one hand to the face hand, and then you have two hands free, and then your face hand feeds you your own sandwich.
So it'd like be kind of like hanging off of my cheek. No, get your face hand away from me. I'm gonna take my nostril palm. I'm gonna block up the back of it, so I've just got the nostril in the palm of my hand, a bit like in a Pad's Labyrinth where he's got the eyeballs instead in the palm of his hand. But I'm gonna go down to Tesco's and I'm gonna sniff all the candles from a distance without having to be that person lifting them up, take off the lid, give it a sniff. Ooh, lavender, not a fan. Ooh, fresh linen and daisies. Nope. Sniff, 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 sniff. Done. Sorted.
Great.
So your first action as an X-Man is to go to Tesco and smell candles.
I don't think you'd be allowed into the X-Men if you had a nose on your hand. Like, it was a push when they let that kid in that could change the TV with his blinking his eyes. They're not going to let me in nose hand, and they definitely wouldn't let me in with hand face.
That kid would have been really useful in, like, 1950.
Well, yeah, but not anymore, unfortunately.
Not now. You can get an app on your phone that does it, as well as having a TV remote.
Yeah, and you can set up reminders that just change the channel for you automatically. And so I don't want blinky ITV changer. I don't want hand face. In fact, I'd quite like to have nostril hand. I want nostril hand. Give me nostril hand. John, start working on the nostril hand technology. We've grown a nose on the back of a... We've grown a nose on the back of a mouse. Now grow it on my hand.
No, they grew an ear on the back of a mouse. Get it right.
Well, it's not that much different.
Well, it is, because one's just a lump of cartilage and sinew, and the other one's got, like, receptors on it.
I don't know which is which.
Well, an ear is just like a funnel of sound, whereas a nose has got receptors. It's got
It's got
things that produce mucus to try and stop you from breathing dust.
A nose is a funnel.
It's a little bit more
complicated.
We're going to need at least 2 weeks for it.
The ear looks after balance. It creates earwax.
That's the inner ear. They just groove the bit on the outside, the bit you can see.
You're talking about the inner nose. The outside nose is just cartilage as well. That's just a smell funnel. Same as the ear is just like a sound funnel.
Don't worry, Matt. We'll work on it. We'll get you some sort of skin funnel in your hand.
Get me
not usable.
Nose hand. I don't want face hand. One of you can have face hand. But nose hand, not even any question about it. Nose hand. I want nose hand on both hands.
Oh, so you could smell yourself when you were wanking. Great idea, boss.
Definitely. Oh. That's the grimmest thing I've ever heard. Well, I'm going to...
It's your idea.
No, it was your idea.
Well, no, you said two nostrils each hand, job done.
And you made the assumption... You made the assumption that I masturbate. You're disgusting, Jonathan. We're going to end this episode now so you can go and think about what you've done. Ooh.
My dad told me there are two people in this world. There are wankers and there are lying wankers.
I am the latter. This has been Wood John Rather, and I want nose hands.
I've been John, and I'm going 2 for 2 for the rest of July. Thank you.
And I've been John, and when life gives you lemons, burn their house down with fire and lemons.
Toodles. Wife, what part of the cow did we eat? Where was the cow from? What accent did it have?
Lemu.
Lemu.